questions? Anybody?
Chris, how did this week you feel?
Felt pretty good to get back to Owens Mills, to get back to the grind with my teammates, meet some of the new guys, come out here and work hard together, start building this thing, getting ready for the 2014 season. Felt really good. You know, it was exciting to be able to hit the practice field.
How much are the younger guys coming, sticking your advice, or is it too early for that first
job? No, I mean, the young guys are doing a tremendous job. You know, Coach Brooks, Coach Pease, the defensive staff, they've really got those young guys rolling. They're playing good ball right now, and they're just going to continue to progress and improve. I'm excited to see what they're going to be able to do.
Chris, what did you see out of Darryl Smith last year? I mean, he like yourself, first year in a new system, seemed to flourish.
Yeah, you know, he's a very smooth linebacker, very effective, has a good feel for the game, understands the defense, and can put himself and other players in position to make plays. And I think that's one of the best things that he does is make sure that he coordinates everything, gets everybody set, and then he just has a knack for being in the right place at the right time to be able to make that big play for us. So just it's great to be able to line up with a guy like that that has that kind of command, that has that kind of feel for the game and for the defense.
Yeah, he replaced Ray Lewis. Did you get any impression that was weighing on his shoulders?
Or not at all. Not at all. Buck came in from day one, and it was just Buck. You know, he's who he is. He didn't try to be anybody else. He leads in his own way. He's confident in the huddle. He understands this game. He's played at a very high level for a long time. A lot of people might not recognize that, but he's a tremendous football player, and I'm excited to be able to line up with him.
Chris, is it obvious from the other side of the ball that the defense is different?
I don't know. I don't play offense.
No, I said it backwards. It's obvious from the defensive side of the ball to be offensive.
Sure. It is. From the personnel groupings that they come out in, you can see some of the explosive vertical plays in the passing game, the commitment to the running game. It's different. It's different. It's something that we didn't see last year, and it presents new challenges for us defensively in preparation, coming out here each and every day. But that's a good thing. You know, when we're challenging each other, we're competing at a high level, that's only going to make this football team better.
I know you have high expectations for yourself. Were you disappointed in your first season? And if so, was there something that maybe you would want to improve on for this season?
Sure. I was disappointed in my first season and from an individual standpoint and from a team standpoint. You know, 8-8 is the worst record I've had as a professional in the National Football League in 10 years. So, you know, I want our team to improve. And anything that I can do to help our team improve, that's what I'm about. You know, I made a commitment this offseason to make sure that I came back in great shape, you know, in better shape than I was at this time of year last year. Try to make sure that my body was healthy so I can do all that I can do to help this football team improve.
Chris, there aren't many players as tall as you, but Urban's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What's his strength specifically? You talk about the young guys, but what do you see in him so far?
Well, he's a long-armed, athletic guy, has a good feel for block recognition early on, especially particularly in the run game, understands those kinds of schemes. You would expect that from a UVA guy. good football player. Going to be a good football player. Still feeling some things out in other areas, but those will come. Good hand usage. You'd like to see that early on in defensive linemen, the ability to use your hands, shed blocks. He does that very well. So I'm excited to see him to continue to improve. He's going to help our football team.
What's it going to take this defense to be one of the better ones in the NFL?
Just consistency. We have to be consistent in everything that we do. I think that last year we played at times, we showed flashes of being a good defense, but then we'd have breakdowns, we'd have mistakes, we'd have mental errors, we'd have lapses, you know. And those are the things that just can't happen if you want to be successful in the National Football League. You know, when you look at a game, you know, you can point to usually five plays that make a difference in a ball game, and we've got to make sure that we don't have those lapses in those five plays. We've got to make sure that, you know, we're on top of our game every single play. Make sure that we're focused at the task at hand every single down. And I think that guys are trying to pay that attention to detail in our preparation when we come out here for the mini camp and our preparation as far as how we train in the meetings. You see it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.